We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you as always. Guys, we actually have some more information coming out that's not just reverberating the same thing about the coaching news this whole time. We actually have some interesting developments. And I think it was last night when we heard that the Indianapolis Colts are blocking defensive coordinator Gus Bradley from interviewing other teams. So this means that no matter what Gus Bradley wants to do in this moment, it means that Gus Bradley will be retained and will be at least the defensive coordinator for a while, unless he decides to step away, which I don't see why.
If he gets a head coaching opportunity.
Or if he gets a head coaching job, which I don't know if that's going to end up being a thing, considering the fact that there are only two teams left that need a head coach, and clearly Gus Bradley hasn't gained any interest so far. We'll keep an update on that. But what was your immediate thoughts, Cody, when you saw that the Colts were going to block Gus Bradley from having interviews with other teams for other positions?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Zach Kiefer said on the JMV show, I believe it was yesterday, that there's at least four candidates right now that are in the final coaching search that want to keep Gus Bradley around. And so I know we already talked about the connection with Raheem Morris from their time in Tampa years ago when Gus Bradley was on the staff as well. But also, I think for me, the initial reaction I had, and maybe this is, you know, just more of a, this is what it seems to me, and I could be completely wrong on this, but like, to me, that seems like, man, the Colts feel really good where they are defensively right now, and they feel like Gus Bradley obviously did a great job with this unit last year. You know, maybe they just want to go all in on an offensive guy. You know, the top two guys, I think, are the top two offensive guys right now the Colts have had second interviews with, in Shane Steichen, and then obviously in Brian Callahan as well. And so I could see a scenario where either of those guys really that happens, but it would make a lot more sense to me, I guess. And I get there's the connection there with Morris, but like, man, you got your defense was, you know, really good last year. It was the strength of your team. It's the reason why, heck, you won four games last year, but your offense was so bad. It needs so much work. Would it make sense where you really feel like, you know, you bring back a couple pieces, you add a few pieces to this defense, but you feel generally pretty good about this defense as a whole. And you really go in on all the offense, and it starts with the coach. You go, you know, with that coach, you work together with the GM and potentially the owner, and you go and get your guy at quarterback, and you just rebuild this offense, knowing that this defense is going to play well enough to keep you in games. It's going to play well enough to, you know, if all goes well, potentially get you in the playoffs. Like, you know, that's how good this defense was last year for the Colts. And so I don't know if it's going to happen again, if it's going to repeat, but Gus Bradley did a great job with this unit last year. So really glad to hear that he's most likely going to get retained. And it seems like, you know, if there's four guys here, you know, think of the top four guys, you know, three of the four guys, I think we probably both said we'd be more than happy with. So yeah. And we've worried about, you know, the whole idea of the assistants, right? And mm-hmm. That was kind of a thing, like with the Colts dragging this on as long as they have, it's like, man, what assistants are going to be left? You know, Evereaux was one of the names for the defensive coordinator. He's no longer there. He's in Carolina. So, like, you wonder about that. But if you keep Gus Bradley, that's just one less thing that this head coach has to figure out, right? That this potential rookie head coach has to figure out. And I think that's just super helpful. He's just really got to fill an offensive staff, and that's it. And I think that's great news. And maybe not even a wide receiver, because maybe you keep that Duane as well.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah. So in regards to the actual news, I thought it was very interesting. I mean, again, Gus Bradley, for coming into Indianapolis this last year, not having your best defensive player for the entirety of the season, not having the turnover turnout the way you kind of wanted it to. You know, the Colts were near the bottom and creating turnovers this last year. And, you know, that also hurts when, you know, the maniac who normally creates about anywhere from 7 to 10 turnovers a season, you know, that also does kind of hurt. So, you know, losing that kind of output, and still from the question marks of early on in the season with some of these new hires that you brought in, with bringing in some of these young secondary guys, and you're trying to mix and match everything, and Zaire Franklin having to take over and be the head guy all of a sudden, you know, things turned out relatively okay for Indianapolis. You know, when it came to the defense, they were a top 10 defense in points per game. They were top 10 in total pass yards per game, right around fringe top 10 in total rushing yards per game. So in all totality, when with everything considered, I mean, Gus Bradley did a relatively good job of having this defense perform at a level that I don't think a lot of us thought it would without Shaquille Leonard on the field. But it turned out to be okay.
Yeah,
and I will say this, you know, when we obviously think the Colts are relatively smart in that aspect to keep Bradley, because if you feel that a bunch of these guys that you're wanting to hire that may be your front runners want to keep Gus Bradley around, then it makes it a whole hell of a lot easier for not only those coaches who will try to bring in new staff, but for Gus or for, you know, Chris Ballard to try to help with that process. So it's one less side of the ball that you need to worry about with bringing some stuff in. So it kind of helps with retaining. And then, you know, if they want to go a different direction after this next season, then they will. But, you know, those four candidates that we talk about here, Cody, because that's what we heard, right, from Zach Kiefer, and a few other people are picking up on it too, that apparently there are four candidates who want to retain him. So who do you believe those four people are? We keep talking about, you know, Callahan and Steichen, even though we don't know for a fact that they would be. Given the fact that they are offensive guys, it would make sense that they would want to keep him around. Raheem Morris, that you mentioned, again, he was when he was the last head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, back when he coached 10 years ago. Gus Bradley was part of that staff, so there's ties there in that regard. So that might be another one. But as far as the fourth candidate goes, I'll say this, Cody. I would say this. I hate to say it, but it might end up being Jeff Saturday being the one that's considering that. I don't know if Jeff Saturday knows anyone else from the defensive side of things that he could just go out and get, right? He says he has this group of guys that he wants to bring in. But, I mean, you look at the rest of the guys who have had second interviews, you know, Wink Martindale from the Giants, he's a defensive guy. I'd imagine he wouldn't want to retain him, unless I'm wrong on that. Detroit Lions, DC, Aaron Glenn might be different. The only other one that leads with that is special teams coordinator from Green Bay, Rich Bisaccia. But I'm not 100% sold on him being a Final Four. So who do you think those four candidates are that are wanting to retain Gus Bradley at the moment?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, well, the point to Bisaccia, I think the top three that we talked about, I think those are the three guys. Remember, Bisaccia was, he was the interim when Gus Bradley was the defensive coordinator. So don't forget that. I think he could definitely be, if I'm guessing, it's him. I'm guessing it's Bruce Bisaccia just because of those ties to Gus Bradley when they were both in Vegas together. And, you know, obviously they had the, you know, they both went on that run together and, you know, led the Raiders to the playoffs ultimately. So I would say that's probably my best guess. But Jeff Saturday, like you said, you know, who does he actually know that he would bring in at this point? And honestly, Derek, I know they brought him in for a second interview, but are they even considering him at this point? You know, and I don't know how much truth is to this, but I know like JMV had said, who works for the Fan, and he's pretty well connected. He said that the Colts have already told Jeff Saturday he's not going to be the head coach. Take that as you will. You know, again, like there's a lot of stuff floating around, but that was just something that he pointed out. So, you know, is Jeff Saturday even considered like a top candidate at this point? I know he was in the second round of interviews, but like how much of that was him actually getting some legit, like, you know, stuff? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but if I'm guessing, I'm saying Rich Bisaccia just because they had some overrun from each other in Vegas. So that's who I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's quite possible. For regards to obviously the other three guys that are part of the head coach candidates, I mean, does it feel like, if the reports are true that there were only these four guys that would want to retain him, if the Colts end up deciding that Gus Bradley's going to stay regardless of what head coach we get, I mean, what do you think that does for the other guys who may not be front runners or guys that, you know, are in consideration but want Gus Bradley gone? Do you think that is just going to create a tide there that's just going to keep these other guys from wanting to accept the position?
Maybe it could, or maybe the Colts are kind of, you know, the Colts actions, I guess, kind of tell me where they're going and where they're thinking. So I think for me, yeah, that definitely eliminates potentially some candidates who kind of want to build their own staff, you know, at this point, just because like with what Gus Bradley was given and what, you know, basically what he wasn't given, which is a competent, you know, offense, I think they did well. So all that to say, and also Derek, this is another factor I want to put into it as well. You got some guys that are going to become free agents that you look at it and you look at like some of these guys that perform pretty well. Like I think Yannick Ngakoue is one name, Bobby Okereke. Like, could that potentially factor into the negotiations with Okereke? I know a lot of us have written it off and said, Okereke is not coming back, but like we thought maybe Gus Bradley would be gone too. Right. But if Gus Bradley's coming back and he's going to be able to work with Richard Smith, the linebackers coach, who, you know, get really like he learned a ton from him and he was really helpful to him. Bobby Okereke said as much. Like, could that factor into him really wanting to come back and maybe being willing to take a little bit of a discount because he wants to stay here with this team, with this defense that he knows? I could see that potentially being a factor as well, where the Colts feel like they can bring back some of their own guys who played well in this system, and Gus Bradley and this team and this defensive staff were able to get a ton out of them. I could see that being a realistic scenario here, not just for the, you know, potential other candidates, but also for potential free agents as well.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a story to keep and follow throughout this week. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, when we end up hiring a head coach, whether or not it was one of those four guys that apparently the Colts were trying to keep Gus Bradley with. more information to come, guys. We'll have a couple more videos in regards to the coaching candidates and where we're at this point. But I think that's going to do it for this one. Cody, anything else to add to this subject with keeping wanting to block Gus Bradley?
No, I mean, I think it just kind of shows the Colts have been like so like you don't know what they're doing, right? They're bringing in all these candidates. I think they're starting to show their hand quite a little bit more, right? And we're getting a little bit more of a feel for where they're at in the head coaching search. So I guess that's good news because it's been dragging on for so long, and I know people are just like, make a decision already. We're kind of tired of this. So from that standpoint, that's good news. Definitely will be intriguing to see. I think, Derek, I'm going to be watching in the next couple of days, right? Do the Colts make a hire in the next couple of days? If not, that might make me believe that Steichen might be in play here for this head coaching job. But I know, like, I feel like there's those three guys. It feels like there's been like different arguments for each of them being that top guy here for the Colts. I think right now Callahan seems like the favorite just because of his ties to, you know, obviously to Peyton Manning and all that stuff, and that carries a lot of weight in the organization. And then he's got some other ties as well, so. I don't know. We'll see, though. It seems like a lot of these candidates, especially the top three, there's been reports coming out that they went really well and they all knocked them out of the park. So I don't know what's going to happen, man, but I'm ready for an announcement because I'm ready to talk about some other things. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it'd be nice to not talk as much about the head coach, or at least talk about the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts in a different light and about what we can expect rather than who we want to be hired. But we'll keep up with it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know your thoughts on Gus Bradley being blocked from interviewing with DC positions for now, with the head coach hiring coming very soon. Let us know your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.